Вариант первый.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание B1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных A, B, C и D. Определите, где происходит каждый из этих диалогов. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A. It looks like you have cold symptoms. You should have come to me earlier. How long have you been feeling this way?
Since Saturday night. We'd been skiing for the whole day. The weather was very cold and windy, but we were having fun and didn't want to go home.
I see. Now you should keep warm and stay indoors for a few days.
Will I have to take any medicine?
Yes, here is a prescription. Take 1 tablet 3 times a day for 5 days.
Thank you.
Dialogue B.
Oh gosh, the flight is delayed.
Why? What's the reason for the delay?
They say it's because of the weather. The forecast says there's going to be a storm.
Don't worry. I don't think it will be for too long. Could you stay here with our luggage for a few minutes?
Yes, why?
I'm going to buy 2 coffees for us at the coffee machine over there. Dialogue C. Excuse me, how can I get to the nearest underground station?
It's 4 bus stops from here. Take bus number 14.
And is it possible to get there on foot?
Yes, certainly. But it'll take you about 30 minutes. And it looks like rain.
Oh, I don't mind. I like walking in the rainy weather. Dialogue D.
You're a good swimmer.
It's because I practice regularly. I come here 2 times a week, whatever the weather.
Are you saying you swim all year round, even in the winter?
No. In the winter, I go to the swimming pool. I'm going to have 1 more swim, then I'm going home. Are you coming? You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A. It looks like you have cold symptoms. You should have come to me earlier. How long have you been feeling this way?
Since Saturday night. We'd been skiing for the whole day. The weather was very cold and windy, but we were having fun and didn't want to go home.
I see. Now you should keep warm and stay indoors for a few days.
Will I have to take any medicine?
Yes, here is a prescription. Take 1 tablet 3 times a day for 5 days.
Thank you.
Dialogue B.
Oh, gosh! The flight is delayed!
Why? What's the reason for the delay?
They say it's because of the weather. The forecast says there's going to be a storm.
Don't worry. I don't think it will be for too long. Could you stay here with our luggage for a few minutes?
Yes, why?
I'm going to buy 2 coffees for us at the coffee machine over there. Dialogue C. Excuse me, how can I get to the nearest underground station?
It's 4 bus stops from here. Take bus number 14.
And is it possible to get there on foot?
Yes, certainly. But it'll take you about 30 minutes. And it looks like rain.
Oh, I don't mind. I like walking in the rainy weather. Dialogue D.
You're a good swimmer.
It's because I practice regularly. I come here 2 times a week, whatever the weather.
Are you saying you swim all year round, even in the winter?
No. In the winter, I go to the swimming pool. I'm going to have 1 more swim, then I'm going home. Are you coming? This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание Б2. Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A и E и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1.6 только 1 раз. В списке 1.6 есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
My cousin worked as a tour guide, and once she was going to show a group of Japanese students around the city. She usually delivers excursions in English, but that time she asked me to go with her, as I know some basic Japanese phrases. I enjoyed helping her very much. And the next day, I decided to take a training course for tourist guides. I've been working as a guide for 1 year already, and I love it.
Speaker B. Many young people nowadays want to start working early, while they are still at college. I think that's good, as early careers give them work experience, and they can find better jobs after graduation. It's certainly difficult to learn and work at the same time, but, surprisingly, young people who work usually achieve better academic results than their non-working classmates. Speaker C.
I started to learn Spanish recently, and I'm planning to take up Italian too. The thing is that I want to find a job in the tourist business. Working in that sector means that I'll have to communicate with people from different countries, and the more languages I know, the more opportunities I'll have. At the moment, I can speak English. It's my native language, and I'm pretty fluent in French.
Speaker D. A career choice is one of the most difficult decisions teenagers have to make. It was difficult for me too, but fortunately, I found a place where I got friendly and professional help in choosing a future job. First, I filled in a questionnaire online. Then, I was interviewed by teachers and psychologists. They selected the most appropriate lines of business for me, which were medicine and engineering, and arranged for me to visit a hospital and a chemical engineering company. Speaker E.
My parents wanted me to become an accountant, like them. I didn't know much about the profession, but applied to the economy faculty. Then I got a job with a financial company. Soon I understood that the job was definitely not for me. I make mistakes, have difficulty in working with financial computer programs, and I simply don't like it. I want to make a new career start, but I'm afraid of making another mistake.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
My cousin worked as a tour guide, and once she was going to show a group of Japanese students around the city. She usually delivers excursions in English, but that time she asked me to go with her, as I know some basic Japanese phrases. I enjoyed helping her very much. And the next day, I decided to take a training course for tourist guides. I've been working as a guide for a year already, and I love it.
Speaker B. Many young people nowadays want to start working early, while they are still at college. I think that's good, as early careers give them work experience, and they can find better jobs after graduation. It's certainly difficult to learn and work at the same time, but, surprisingly, young people who work usually achieve better academic results than their non-working classmates. Speaker C.
I started to learn Spanish recently, and I'm planning to take up Italian too. The thing is that I want to find a job in the tourist business. Working in that sector means that I'll have to communicate with people from different countries, and the more languages I know, the more opportunities I'll have. At the moment, I can speak English. It's my native language, and I'm pretty fluent in French.
Speaker D. A career choice is one of the most difficult decisions teenagers have to make. It was difficult for me too, but fortunately, I found a place where I got friendly and professional help in choosing a future job. First, I filled in a questionnaire online. Then, I was interviewed by teachers and psychologists. They selected the most appropriate lines of business for me, which were medicine and engineering, and arranged for me to visit a hospital and a chemical engineering company. Speaker E.
My parents wanted me to become an accountant, like them. I didn't know much about the profession, but applied to the economy faculty. Then I got a job with a financial company. Soon I understood that the job was definitely not for me. I make mistakes, have difficulty in working with financial computer programs, and I simply don't like it. I want to make a new career start, but I'm afraid of making another mistake.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание А1А6. Вы услышите разговор двух друзей. В заданиях А1А6 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Tom. Are you moving house?
Hi, Sandra. Yes, we are moving this Saturday.
It's a pity you won't be our neighbours any longer. We've got used to you.
I feel sad about it too, but we often have to move because of my father's job. My mom hates it, but nothing can be done. They pay good money, and Dad doesn't want to change jobs.
And you'll have to go to a new school again.
Right. It's not a very pleasant experience, but I'll manage. I mix with people easily.
Yes, you do.
What I really worry about is sports. Here I played for the best baseball team of the city. The team in my new school is much weaker. It's going to be disappointing to play for them.
But there are probably other things there that can compensate for it.
Mom says the school is very good. They use the newest teaching technologies and the students are really bright. Most of them go straight to university after they finish school.
That's awesome. You're planning to go to university too, aren't you?
Well, I'm not sure yet. My parents want me to go, but I feel I'm not ready yet, as I simply don't know what I want to become in the future. I'm thinking about getting a job after school, preferably a job with travel opportunities. I want to see the world, gain some life experience, and only then decide what I want to become. The university choice will probably become easier too.
Right. I see your point. And how about Robbie? Moving is stressful for animals. You can leave him with us if you want, at least for a while. You know we have two cats, and my brother has just bought a dozen goldfish. We know how to take care of animals.
Oh, no. Don't worry about Robbie. He'll be okay. He'll suffer more if he's left without his family. And, like most dogs, he hates cats. Yes, I'm sorry, Sandra, but I must be off now. I've promised my mom to do some shopping for her.
Does she want some souvenirs? Something that would remind you of our town?
No, she actually wants apples, plums, and oranges for the salad. My parents are having guests for dinner tonight.
I see. Look, if you need some help with packing your books and school papers...
Thank you, Sandra, but don't worry. I've packed almost everything already. But it would be great if you joined us for tomorrow's pizza party. My friends and I are going to the new pizzeria. We are celebrating our success in the baseball game. It's the last one for me with this team.
But it's not the last game or the last victory in your life. Cheer up.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Tom. Are you moving house?
Hi, Sandra. Yes, we are moving this Saturday.
It's a pity you won't be our neighbours any longer. We've got used to you.
I feel sad about it too, but we often have to move because of my father's job. My mom hates it, but nothing can be done. They pay good money, and Dad doesn't want to change jobs.
And you'll have to go to a new school again.
Right. It's not a very pleasant experience, but I'll manage. I mix with people easily.
Yes, you do.
What I really worry about is sports. Here I played for the best baseball team of the city. The team in my new school is much weaker. It's going to be disappointing to play for them.
But there are probably other things there that can compensate for it.
Mom says the school is very good. They use the newest teaching technologies and the students are really bright. Most of them go straight to university after they finish school.
That's awesome. You're planning to go to university too, aren't you?
Well, I'm not sure yet. My parents want me to go, but I feel I'm not ready yet, as I simply don't know what I want to become in the future. I'm thinking about getting a job after school, preferably a job with travel opportunities. I want to see the world, gain some life experience, and only then decide what I want to become. The university choice will probably become easier too.
Right, I see your point. And how about Robbie? Moving is stressful for animals. You can leave him with us if you want, at least for a while. You know we have two cats, and my brother has just bought a dozen goldfish. We know how to take care of animals.
Oh, no. Don't worry about Robbie. He'll be okay. He'll suffer more if he's left without his family. And, like most dogs, he hates cats. Yes, I'm sorry, Sandra, but I must be off now. I've promised my mom to do some shopping for her.
Does she want some souvenirs? Something that would remind you of our town?
No, she actually wants apples, plums, and oranges for the salad. My parents are having guests for dinner tonight.
I see. Look, if you need some help with packing your books and school papers...
Thank you, Sandra, but don't worry. I've packed almost everything already. But it would be great if you joined us for tomorrow's pizza party. My friends and I are going to the new pizzeria. We are celebrating our success in the baseball game. It's the last one for me with this team.
But it's not the last game or the last victory in your life. Cheer up.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.